Pleased to have another episode of Now and New here as part of WQKTN today, talking about medical marijuana and looking at it from a standpoint of some of the different laws and bills that have been passed around the state, and recently a new bill, a new law of sorts that has made its way onto the scene via State Senator Steve Huffman, and he joins us now as part of the program. State Senator, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I hope you're doing well.
Well, same to you, and interested to hear about this. So tell me the details of this bill, this new conversation that you've kind of introduced onto the scene in the State Senate in the last couple weeks here.
Well, let's step back 5 years. When I was in the House, I introduced House Bill 523 that started medical marijuana in the state of Ohio. It took about three or so years to have a mature market, have cultivators, dispensers. Within 6 months of passing that bill, people were coming to me and saying, well, we missed this. Here's some things we got to fix to make the industry better. And, 5 years later, after the market is mature, it's time to come back and use the things that we've learned in the last 5 years from that bill and make it about business and about the patients to make the industry better and work better.
So what are some of the things then that you have introduced here as of recent? We went back 5 years ago when you got this underway. What are some of the things now that you're doing to maybe grow this?
So one of the big things is that the Department of Pharmacy regulates the dispensaries, and the Department of Commerce does the cultivators and the processors. And if you own one of each, you got to go to different places to get your business answers or your regulations. So we're going to consolidate it all into the Department of Commerce so that there's one person, one organization to get your decisions from. We're going to add some conditions, including autism and opiate use disorder. But also, there's a clause in there that says that any well-trained physician in medical marijuana can recommend medical marijuana for any condition that he feels that his training gives him the education to do. So, chronic migraines and other things, if they feel it would benefit, they would be able to do that.
So it's growing the ability to, I guess, have more dispensaries, but then also growing the ability to have, more conditions under that, if I'm reading that and listening correctly there?
Yes, more conditions. Right now, medical marijuana is at about $310 an ounce, which is much, much higher than all the other surrounding states. And one of the things is that the Department of Commerce has held these level one and two cultivators at a lower, the level ones have been held at 25,000 square feet. In my bill, they would be allowed to expand to 75,000. The level twos are 3,000, could go to 20,000 if they feel the market would be best for them. But, ultimately with more product, a free market would say the price will come down and more people will be able to utilize or at least afford it rather than go out on the black market and get it. We also, in the bill, use some things we learned from COVID. It would continue to allow dispensaries to have curbside and drive-through pickup. There's a lot of veterans and disabled people that have a hard time actually going into the dispensary, or you're with your children, and this would allow for that. You still have to have your ID. There's security, things like that. The dispensaries would have to be able to have a little bit of advertisement. Currently, you're not going to see, a big dispensary or cultivator advertisement at the Browns game, but, right now you can't really advertise at all, and this would just at least give them the ability to advertise and say, this is where we're at, so that you could at least be able to find a dispensary. But also, this bill would cut down on some of the regulations, like how often and when you have to test for the purity of medical marijuana. Right now, they take a large amount and do it very frequently. Well, the product doesn't change through the process, and so it cuts down some of that regulations, too.
State Senator Steve Huffman is my guest this morning on Now and New as part of WQKT's from the Dayton area and talking medical marijuana. Last question for you here, State Senator. Do you feel that this is something that needed to happen? And do you think it's something that, we waited too long maybe to have something like this happen?
Well, you know, 5 years seems to be the right time. People have asked me that. And I say that because we had to let the market mature. It took a while for the cultivators to get going and the dispensers and to learn what we didn't know. And, you know, we were very conservative in the regulations, or very strict, I should say, in the regulations 5 years ago, because we wanted to get it right. And it seems that we were a little too strict. So to me, it's the right time and in the right way going forward.
State Senator, I appreciate the time this morning and appreciate the discussion and look forward to the next time we get to do this.
Well, I appreciate your time, and you and your listeners have a good day.